Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate today looks to pass two bills countering the deleterious effects of social media on young people.
The legislation would require platforms give teens the option to opt out of algorithms and give parents more control over how their kids' information is used. X and Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill.
ABC's Andrea Fajii. House Speaker Mike Johnson will not commit to giving the bill a vote there. The wildfire burning north of Chico, California, is now the sixth largest in state history and was no accident. Ronnie Dean Stout, charged with felony arson, alleged to have pushed his burning car into a gully last week, starting the blaze. Scheduled to blast off this morning from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, an Atlas V rocket carrying a top-secret payload for Space Force's Space Systems Command. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets were higher. August up 8 to 20.44, September up 4 to 21.44, October up 1 to 21.25, November up 22 to 20.69. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels up a half to 197.5, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 195, and one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 308.25. Two trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 124.9 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 57 and no trades on the day. In the livestock sector, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower. The trade is waiting to see fundamentals develop in the live cattle market before moving prices higher. And because of the drop in the live cattle market, that spread into the feeder cattle complex, as the trade did not want to bid up prices due to the lack of strength in live cattle. Hog markets mostly lower on the day. Two new cases of African swine fever were found in pig herds in Germany, and that had traders heading for the exits on the day. August live cattle down $1.60 to $186.97. August feeder cattle down $3.27 to $256.42. August hogs down $2.02 to $91.45. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly higher on the day. The weekly export inspections were solid at 1.059 million metric tons. That's supporting the markets. Soybeans, though, were mostly lower. The forecast is moderated. There could be some rain in the eastern part of the corn and soybean belt that would reduce stress to crops with the warm weather. Wheat markets mostly higher due to positive export inspections. New crop corn up 2.25 to 4.12.25. New crop beans down 9 to 10.39.5. September wheat up 7.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash August and September corn at $3.44, new crop $3.57. Cash beans at $9.95, August $9.95, new crop $9.60. Big River Resources, Boysville, cash corn $3.76 and a quarter, August $3.81 and a quarter, September $3.76 and a quarter, new crop $3.67 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.76, August $3.79, September $3.71, and new crop at $3.67. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.53, new crop $3.57, cash beans $10.05, new crop $9.64. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.64, new crop $3.62, cash beans $10.03, new crop $9.59. Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn $3.69, September $3.66, new crop $3.65, cash and August beans $10.27, September $9.94, new crop $9.80. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.56, August $3.56, new crop $3.60, cash beans $10.09, new crop $9.67. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 184, market cows 118 to 140, bulls 139 to 173, calves 360 to 960, beef steers 175 to 462, Holstein steers 135 to 362. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 137 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 195 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
For you to look through,
can stand together on the solid rock of trust. They can be a million miles from each other and still be side by side in love. I wanna love you like that forever. I've gotta be love, wild and free, room to grow as big as your dreams, deep as a river in a raging flood, as endless as the stars above.
Raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where first beer, it's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at home. That red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much. Did my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moon. Red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. Life
got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand on the sun. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie, pickup man here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning. Another warm day today, another chance of some of those pop-up thunderstorms like we had yesterday. And we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Todd Gleason is in as Farm Doc from the University of Illinois is taking a look at crop insurance. He's going to have more on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Chinese-made drones pose a security risk for U.S. agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Drone usage in agriculture has continued to increase in recent years, with over 3 million acres sprayed by these unmanned aircraft in 2023 alone. However, legislation is making its way through Congress to effectively ban Chinese-made drones in the U.S. due to the security risk they pose to farmers and ranchers. Arthur Erickson, CEO of U.S. drone manufacturer Helio, shares details on the current legislation that has moved through the U.S. House of Representatives.
It was proposed by Elise Stefanik, a representative out of New York. It passed through the House in the Senate now, and what it will do is basically make DJI, the largest drone manufacturer in the world, Chinese-based company, into a covered entity as defined by the government, which means that they would not be allowed to have FCC authorization to operate on the frequencies and communication channels in our country. So all the drones would basically become paperweights because they need those communications to function, obviously. So it would be a virtual ban, and we're going to have to see where it ends up, but that's where we currently are.
He says someone would have to be pretty naive not to realize the potential risk posed by foreign entities collecting data through drones, farmland ownership, and more.
No normal citizen is privy to what's actually happening behind the scenes, what DJI or other companies may or may not be taking from us. But just from a logical standpoint, if you think about the immense amount of data that they're gathering, it's almost inevitable that that could be used to hurt our country, right? I think you would be a little naive to assume that a country like China, which is in economic competition with us and perhaps even more serious competition in the future, it'd be foolish to think that they wouldn't try to use every advantage that they have, right? And that's not even just, you know, the Chinese government, but pretty much any government today would utilize data like that to get an edge economically, geopolitically. So I think that's something we have to be really careful about.
The Countering CCP Drones Act moved through the House back in May as part of the National Defense Authorization Act and is awaiting action in the Senate. As of 2022, foreign entities and individuals held 43.4 million acres of U.S. agricultural land, according to USDA. China is known to own nearly 350,000 acres of farmland across 27 states. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's blueberry eye supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's blueberry eye supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Things I'd never seen back there on that farm. She set my soul on fire. She fulfilled all my dreams. A boy became a man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Just like that old man river, she keeps rolling through my mind. And you know I won't forget her, 'cause she was one of kind.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Confederate Railroad, Queen of Memphis, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region, 80s today. Our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. The Ag Department on Monday announced plans to limit salmonella in poultry. in the U.S., a proposal that officials say would keep contaminated meat off store shelves and lead to fewer illnesses. Under the proposed new rule, poultry companies would have to keep salmonella levels near a certain threshold and test for the presence of six of the forms of the bacteria, three found in turkey and three in chicken. Now, if the bacteria exceeds the proposed standard of any of those strains, then the poultry couldn't be sold and would be subject to recall. The poultry industry has made progress in reducing the amount of salmonella in its products over the past three decades. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Currently, drivers in California are forbidden from using an E15 gasoline blend, and a recent study from the Renewable Fuels Association finds that provision costs Golden State drivers as much as $3 billion a year. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The Renewable Fuels Association recently released a compelling study on the potential economic benefits of introducing E15 gasoline in California. E15, which contains 15% ethanol, is currently not approved in that state. However, this study highlights significant advantages, both for California drivers, but also American farmers. Dr. Scott Kaplan from the U.S. Naval Academy and Dr. David Zilberman from UC Berkeley led the research. They found that adopting E15 could save California consumers approximately 20 cents per gallon compared to the currently available E10, which contains only 10% ethanol. Given California's annual fuel consumption of about 13.5 billion gallons, that translates to an astounding $2.7 billion in potential savings per year. The higher octane rating of E15, which is 88 compared to E10's 87, contributes to better engine efficiency and performance. This improvement enhances vehicle operation and it also provides a value premium, making E15 a more attractive option for consumers. Moreover, the study highlights the environmental benefits of E15. Ethanol-blended fuels reduce greenhouse gas emissions, aligning with California's ambitious goals under their low-carbon fuel standard. Rebecca Larson, the chief scientist at the Western Sugar Cooperative, emphasized the broader implications for agriculture. She noted, quote, "The adoption of E15 would not only reduce fuel costs for consumers, but also increase demand for ethanol, benefiting American farmers who produce the corn used in ethanol production." The study also points out that despite E15's slightly lower energy content compared to traditional gasoline, the benefits of the higher octane and improved engine efficiency more than offset the difference. As ethanol production costs have decreased over time, those savings are expected to be passed on to consumers at the pump. I'll have more when we come back.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
If regulators were to approve E15 gasoline for sale in California, drivers could save billions. That's according to a new study from the Renewable Fuels Association. The study did add, however, that requirements to update gasoline nozzles for E15 compatibility at retail stations could slow the rollout of savings. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
go down to Kelly's and we'll make some noise. Feed that old jukebox and play some air guitar. Well, and there's nothing wrong with shooting the pool and having some fun and acting the fool. But this time I won't be going. Making me crazy all day long. I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. The girl sure has been working hard. I think she's ready for some R&R, something to take her mind off everything. Champagne and a box of candy, a dozen roses might come in handy to help loosen up those apron strings. Making me crazy all day long. I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. If the roses and the holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. Yeah, I'm going home and rock my baby tonight.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Just call me lonesome. Heartbroken then some. Cause I ain't got no one since you've been.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5.6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending July 28th, according to the National Ag Statistics Service. Fieldwork included harvesting hay, small grains, and some potatoes. Corn silking was at 58% complete. 15% of the corn crop had reached the dough stage. Corn condition was rated at 62%, good to excellent. Soybeans blooming, 65%. 30% of soybeans were setting pods. Soybean condition was at 60%, good to excellent. 86% of oats had colored. Oat condition was at 79%, good to excellent. Winter wheat harvested for grain was at 68% complete, and winter wheat condition was at 78%, good to excellent. Second cutting of alfalfa was at 88% complete, while third cutting was at 29% complete. All hay condition was at 78%, good to excellent. And the potato harvest is underway, 11% complete. Potato condition was at 90%, good to excellent. Wisconsin ranks 11th in the country when it comes to crop and meat exports. A progress report from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture shows the state improved in the ranking, up from 13th in 2021. A bipartisan initiative led to the creation of the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports in 2021 when state legislators learned of declining agricultural exports. State Senator Joan Balwig says the initiative has done a great job of promoting Wisconsin and hopes the state can soon break into the top 10. Alongside the Department of Ag and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the Export Initiative works with businesses and state officials with a goal to increase agriculture exports by 25% by the year 2026. The Biden administration should set fair and reasonable criteria around farming practices for farmers and refineries seeking tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels. Those are the comments from the National Corn Growers Association to USDA. Ethanol's played a critical role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions in cars and trucks and couldn't do the same for the airline industry, said NCGA President Harold Woolley after the comments were filed. But we need a level playing field that allows farmers to meet emission requirements using environmentally smart practices that work on their farms. The issue stems from tax credits allocated under the Inflation Reduction Act for sustainable aviation fuels that would allow farmers to participate in the emerging market. Imposing a one-size-fits-all standard for attaining the tax credit will make it hard for farmers to contribute to the president's challenge, he added. He said, we can help meet those climate goals. The American Sheep Industry Association's Young and Emerging Entrepreneur Group has received a grant of $89,000. The money comes from the National Sheep Industry Improvement Center to develop a beginning producer education program. It will incorporate online education, producer workshops, and an online forum. Now, in-person workshops will be held in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. A fall lambing school in South Dakota is also in the works. For more information, go to sheepusa.org. As commodity prices continue to drop, many farmers are facing economic losses with less balance sheet resiliency. The economists at Agriculture Economic Insights say recent loan data revealed that farmers utilized more non-real estate debt in early 2024. In the first quarter of 2024, total non-real estate debt was 14% higher than 2023. AEI says non-real estate loans increased at the fastest rate in five decades. The last time non-farm real estate debt jumped so quickly was in the late 70s. However, while the 15% increase is rare, increases of 10%, which are also large, have occurred quite frequently. With margins squeezed, producers are utilizing more non-real estate debt, especially operating loans. AEI says while the upturn is noteworthy, the rise hasn't pushed overall debt to record levels. Non-real estate debt trended lower between 2019 and 2023. Higher debt levels will contribute to higher interest expenses. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM.
Ain't that the way the luck goes? Seems like it never can be found. Break my back to make those banknotes, paying on an almost always broken down. Fix that car 9 ways to Sunday and it won't start again.